This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking about your eyesight. And if you have any questions dealing with your eyesight, maybe you've had some pains, maybe you just haven't been seeing as clearly as you had been in previous years. And we have a doctor with us this morning, Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor from McCabe Vision Center. Dr. McCabe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Good morning to everyone listening out there. It's the second Monday of the month, Action Line, so it's time to talk about eyes. And I encourage everyone who is listening to give us a call. And any topic is fair game about eyes. Maybe you've got a question about glasses, contact lenses, allergies in your eyes. Did you know that about 74% of people that have sinus allergies also have allergies in their eyes, where they get the symptoms of, besides just their itchy, runny nose, they get itchy, watery eyes. And then of the people that have itchy, watery eyes for allergic conjunctivitis, about 94% also have the sinus symptoms. So they are interrelated. They are very close. Maybe you've got a question about cataract surgery, glaucoma, diabetes, macular degeneration, astigmatism. You know, astigmatism is something I get asked about every day. And usually the question is, doctor, I may have been told that I have astigmatism, but I don't really know what it is. What is astigmatism? And, you know, people have heard of nearsightedness or farsightedness. And the medical terms for that are myopia and hyperopia, which means you're either near or farsighted. And then there's astigmatism. And astigmatism is unequal curvature of the cornea, which gives people blurred vision. So all these things are fair topics today. So give us a call and let's have at it.
And our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Dr. McCabe, I did not know you could have allergies in the eyes.
Oh, yeah,
this
very common.
Early, both my eyes coughed. I realized there was something wrong. I noticed the girls are looking better these days than they did back when I was in school. All the girls look like Minnie Pearl.
How so?
They're beautiful girls. It must be my eyes. I think I had a little LASIK surgery. And my eyes are doing really good now.
Great.
So I'm going to hang up and listen to you. I love to hear you expound upon things about the eyes.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450. And so you can actually, the pollen and what have you in the air creates more problems. And we've already had early pollen problems. I mean, you could look out, I guess, about a week ago, and we saw pollen and stuff all over the ground.
You know, I think allergy season, that is seasonal allergies, and by the way, there's two types according to how often you have them. There's seasonal, which is spring and fall, with the pollens of blooms, grasses, trees, and then also the pollens of fall, when the leaves fall off of the trees, and those are called seasonal allergies. And then there's ones called perennial allergies, just like you can plant perennial flowers that come up each year. Perennial allergies exist all year long, and they're typically the ones inside. So dust mites, cat and dog dander, those kind of things cause year-long allergies. And they may be a spectrum of difficulty from mild to severe. And so people that have allergies in their eyes, called allergic conjunctivitis, They get kind of pinkish eyes that are kind of uncomfortable. The hallmark of any allergy is itching. So if you've got an itchy red eye, chances are you absolutely do have allergic conjunctivitis. And this is very easily treated now with drops that you can get over the counter. And if those don't work, we have excellent prescription medications.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning? Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, thank you.
Uh-huh. My name is Rosie Goin.
Hi,
I'm
Rosie.
I'm Rosie Goin that works down to Captain D's. And I have a birthday today. I am 70 years old.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, and I thank God also. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the radio.
Well, you have a good day, Rosie. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
893-1450 is our number. Happy birthday. That's great. That's phenomenal.
Happy birthday to everybody that's got a birthday today. Right, Bart?
Absolutely. Just, bring on the party. Now, that first caller said that he had had LASIK surgery, and I wanted to touch a little on that because there are a lot of people who think, well, that is the, that's the cure for everything. But I know in talking with you, you have said LASIK surgery is good for some things, but not everything. Explain a little of that to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's probably another very common misconception that, I want to see better without glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And so should I get the LASIK surgery? So there's another question we hear. And, if you go to my website, McCabeVisionCenter.com, one of the first things you see there is vision correction for people under 50 years old. And vision correction for people older than 50 years old.
So age has something to do with it.
Absolutely. That's probably the number one biggest criteria. What happens in our 40s, just almost always 44, 45, 46 years old, is we don't read as well. We have to hold things further away. And if we never wore glasses before, now we're shopping for over-the-counter reading glasses, or we're getting a bifocal added to our regular glasses prescription, and then we can read just fine again. And so LASIK surgery changes the shape of the cornea, and that shape of the cornea actually provides 70% of the vision correction ability of our eye. The lens inside our eye provides the other 30, but two-thirds is by the cornea. And when that when your eye is nearsighted or farsighted, you can get that cornea reshaped to be either flatter or steeper curved. And in so doing, the light will then focus on your retina sharply and you'll see clearly without glasses. However, that is just to give you the vision that you have with single vision lenses in your glasses. Now, of course, as we get 45, single vision no longer works. We need bifocals. But LASIK doesn't provide that. It only provides one focus distance, say distance. So you can get one eye distance and one eye up close if you're older than 50. This is called monovision, to try to help you to read and see in the distance at the same time. And everything has its pluses and minuses. And monovision, a lot of people wear this for contacts. But they'll tell you, at night I get big circles around oncoming car headlights. Or I can read for a while, but then after a while my eyes get tired. And that's because with monovision, one eye is always blurred. If you're looking in the distance, the near vision eye is blurred. If you're looking up close to read, the distance vision eye is blurred. And so it doesn't give you quite as sharp as vision as you'd like. It really is a compromise. And so that's really not recommended. Also, between the ages of 45 and 65, you find that you have to get stronger reading glasses or a larger bifocal in your regular glasses as the years progress. So it changes. And LASIK, of course, is a fixed change to your eye. So it doesn't adapt over time, as you may need stronger reading power. So it's not recommended if you're, say, older than 50. Or if you have significant dry eyes, because it'll make a dry eye problem worse. If you have significant what's called connective tissue disease, like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, Sjogren's, other things like that, there are more problems. Or if your corneas are too thin, they have to be a certain thickness in order to change the shape and still have them be strong. So there are restrictions to LASIK. Generally, if you're young and your eyes are healthy, then it's a good choice. Also in that age range is something called the internal contact lens. Again, this is on our website that you can look at, which can actually give patients better vision. It is changeable with time, and you don't have as much of a dry eye problem. And that's called the ICL, the internal contact lens. But after the age of 50, you should probably not consider LASIK and consider one of the multifocal lens implants, those deluxe lenses that we talk about here on the show. And they can give people both distance and near vision. And if we've got a listener out there that's had one of those, maybe they'll call up and tell us about it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If you have had one, call 893-1450. Tell us all about it. 893-1450. In fact, I had one put in my left eye a month or so ago, and we're set up next month, I believe it is, to have the other one put in. And it's amazing the difference in quality. I had had a cataract growing, and it had grown to the point where my left eye was seeing everything was brown hued and very blurry. And now I can read without glasses, really. Reading books without glasses, using mostly the left eye, have a growing cataract in the right eye, but still it is fuzzy without glasses. But you told me, you said, wait a little bit and they'll work with each other and start working together. Of course, if you close the left eye, you're back to what it was like without glasses. Things are a little blurry. But with that new lens put into the right eye next month, then I'll have them in both eyes and be able to see perfectly without glasses.
Yeah, and people like having the one eye done, but after they've get both eyes done and then both eyes are helping each other, you kind of have like a monovision situation in your eyes, except the left eye does do both. But you can tell you can't read well at all with your right eye.
Sure, can't read at all.
But you know, and it's nice to see Bart walking around without glasses. You know, Bart does a lot of things besides just a radio show. He's the president this year of our Rotary that I go to, the Noon Rotary, and he's always worn glasses up there, and now he gets up there without glasses, and he's just a stud of a man now, let me tell you.
Nobody says, what happened to your glasses? But it is, you know, it is so nice not to have to wear glasses, because maybe I'm the only one. I used to be driving, and you'd look left or right to pull out into traffic, and I would see behind the lenses. And it would be it'd be irritating.
Yeah, and you know, Bart, another question I get is, you know, do these new deluxe lenses work like bifocals? You know, do I gotta tilt my head down? Do I gotta look in just a certain position and get, you know, my nose tilted just right?
No. No, they're regular eyes.
You don't have to do anything.
No, just look and there it is. I mean, it's great. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's neat, isn't it? It's significantly better than glasses.
And I will have to say, I am the world's worst as far as putting eye drops in or anything like that. I'm not that type of a person, would be a terrible candidate for a contact lens. And I had this real concern of going into surgery and having the surgery on my eyes. People kept saying, you won't even feel it. And I'm thinking, it's going to be horrible. I know it's going to be. And Dr. McCabe was right there talking with me. He said, well, we've got this in now. This is happening. And the whole procedure, and I didn't even feel it. It was not a problem at all. So, I mean, it's when they say the first step is actually taking a step, that's the easiest thing, just deciding to do it.
Yeah, and all you got was the numbing eye drops. So you were starting to see relatively soon. And Bart did very well, and he expresses that he's the worst, and he's not the worst, let me tell you, people. He's not the worst. He does great, but he, you know, just like everybody, I'm sure when I get it done, I'll be even more scared than Bart because I know all the things that can happen. But, you know, if it's done right, done smoothly, then you shouldn't have much pain at all. You can feel a little pressure, but you're awake, and you're right. We were talking, and Bart did very well, and I'm very happy for him.
So if you have any questions on this, get with McCabe Vision Center. We're going to continue the conversation, and we'll take some more phone calls. 893-1450 is the number. Right now we're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be right back. What a beautiful spring weekend we had. Temperatures coming ahead. This week going to be up near 80 degrees. Spring is in the air. Beautiful colors to see if you can see them. Don't miss out on the spring weather. We'll be right back.
FM 100.5 is louder, so you can listen longer. We've increased power to better serve you. This is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Well, the results are in. The Ford Explorer and the Ford Fusion are the most dependable cars on the market. That according to J.D. Power and Associates. Right now, you can buy the Ford Explorer and the Ford Fusion at Ford of Murfreesboro. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today and drive one. They're at 1550 Northwest Broad Street. That's the intersection of Broad and Northfield. FordofMurfreesboro.com. Try the Ford Fusion and the Ford Explorer today.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
25 to 50% off. A new shipment of scratch and dent fitness equipment is in at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane. Exercise bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, and more. 25 to 50% off. Save now before the deals are gone.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning once again. We've got some pretty slippery conditions for our commuters this morning, so slow down, be safe. We had some wind earlier. Could still be causing some problems for some folks. We've got lots of congestion around 96, also Highway 231 as you make your way to the interstate there. And we're also seeing some congestion building already this morning, so Broad at Memorial. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike and ask about the free tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this spring and summer. More information by calling Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. Let's take a look now at the Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
No showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder. Our highs will be in the lower 70s, with a south wind between 10 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, 63.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Want to say good morning to our friends who are putting together this all-season dormant and horticultural spray oil. If you want to get an early jump on controlling your garden insect problems, use Bonide's All-Season Spray Oil and use it now. This will stop your garden insects before they hatch. Early spraying smothers most insect eggs left behind by last year's plant-destroying insects. Bonide's All-Season Spray Oil will destroy insect eggs in the early spring. And if you use it throughout the season, it'll control all the stages of insects. Bonide's All-Season Spray Oil is recommended for use on shade trees, fruit trees, shrubs, roses, and ornamental plants. Bonide's All-Season Spray Oil is easy to use, and it's all natural. That's right, all natural. All-Season Spray Oil is ready to use in quarts and in concentrate. and at a convenient ready-to-spray formulation with a built-in hose end applicator. Where do you get it? Well, two places here in town. One of those over at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. The other one over at Martin's Home and Garden on right there on Broad, across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden, as well as the Co-op Farm and Home Center.
This is Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn, and you are listening to WGNS Talk Radio, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Only in America.
Our number is 893-1450. We're talking eyesight. We're talking about problems that you might have had. And I'll have to admit, I have been surprised, shocked, I guess is a better word, at how people ignore eye problems. I was talking to a guy the other day, and he couldn't see out of one eye. And I said, what happened? He said, I don't know. I just couldn't see. And when did that happen? He said, it was a year ago. Why do people, do you run into people like that? I mean, why do they not do anything?
Well, you know, Bart, you got two eyes. So if one goes, you know, you got the spare. Yeah, I guess that is the thought. You know, and a lot of people treat their vision as if it is the symptoms of a common cold. So, for example, all of a sudden I couldn't see anymore out of that eye is a complaint that I will hear, and they won't come in for 3 weeks to a month, or sometimes longer, like you're saying. And I'll say, well, why did you wait so long when you lost your vision? He said, well, you know, I just thought it would get better, so I wanted to give it some time. And your vision is not like a sore throat. It's not like a cough. It's not like a sneeze. It's not like a rash. It's not something that'll probably get better with time. And that, you know, it just, your vision kind of comes and goes, and that's normal. You know, until probably the age 85, assuming you have no eye diseases and you have the proper correction for your glasses or what have you, you should be able to pretty closely read the 20/20 line.
Until 85.
Yeah. At that time, you start to lose, the average person starts to lose a significant number of cones in the retina called the macula, the important part of our vision. And then the vision starts to decrease. 20/25, maybe by 90/92, 20/30. So, but until then, you should have good vision. If you don't, it's not normal. And that's a common thing. People come in, I can't see very well, but, you know, I'm 62 now. I just figured it was a normal part of getting older. And a normal part of getting older is the need for reading glasses. But with reading glasses, you should still be able to read small print.
Mm-hmm.
If you need reading glasses, but you can't see small print all of a sudden, that's not normal. So you should have good vision.
And don't wait.
That's right. And if you don't, that means that something abnormal is going on. Maybe you have a cataract. Maybe you have diabetic macular edema. Maybe you have the start of macular degeneration. Maybe you just have a poor tear film with allergies in the eyes, or blepharitis, acne rosacea. Dry eye problems are very common. Maybe you just got the wrong glasses prescription. You need to update it. You know, maybe your glasses are all scratched up and you need to get a new pair. But there's some reason. It's not normal to not see well.
Now, in most cases, if you don't do anything about this, does it get worse and sometimes so bad that you really can't reverse the problem?
You know, in some cases, it absolutely does. If it is macular degeneration, a macular hole in the retina, if it is diabetic retinopathy, then the longer it persists, the less chance you have for recovering more vision. And also, typically, the worse your vision gets. So a stitch in time saves nine, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. All those things our mother told us are really, really true. And it applies to the eyes as well. So get your annual eye exam. If you're a diabetic, boy, absolutely, every year. If you've got a family history of an eye problem, get your eyes checked. You'll be doing yourself just a world of good.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
What I'm calling about is I've been going to the eye doctor, and I have to get a shot in my eye, but I cannot remember the name of the medicine that they use. And this has been going on now for almost 7 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. And the way they do it, they kind of spread it out a little bit. And what has happened, the doctor told me that I had a blood vessel that busted in my eye. And from that point, I started going to him, and he administered this medicine in my eye. And the vision has gotten a little better, but if I like try to pinpoint an object to look at, I can't do that. So I was wondering if there was anything else that could be done.
So I assume, if I may ask you a couple questions, that you probably have something called wet age-related macular degeneration. Is that what you've been diagnosed with?
Yes.
Okay. How is your other eye doing?
It's good.
Good. How is your blood pressure and your cholesterol doing?
Okay, now I've gotten it down because I'm now on dialysis, but everything, the blood pressure has gotten down. But at that time when it happened, my blood pressure was really high.
Mm-hmm. And why is the reason that you're on dialysis?
It's because of my blood pressure. At that time, I had been on blood pressure medicine for a long time.
What was your blood pressure running?
It ran like sometimes 200 over 100, and then it might would go down to like 187 over 100, but it was like that for a long time.
Why didn't you get it lower than that?
I was getting it treated. I was getting it treated, but it just wouldn't go down. Yes,
okay.
I was getting it treated.
Did they think that maybe you had a problem with the blood vessels in the kidney and that was causing your high blood pressure?
Well, I don't think they knew that at the time, but after they told me that I had that blood vessel to bust, mm-hmm. My blood pressure was getting lower, and the doctor told me, too, it could have been from straining, like when I used the bathroom or something, that could have caused it, but along with that high blood pressure is what really did it.
So he thought it was like an aneurysm of an artery in the retina, but not macular degeneration.
No.
So you do not have macular degeneration.
No, no.
Okay. So you've had a macular hemorrhage due to blood vessel disease from your blood pressure being up for so long.
Right.
How long was your blood pressure running high like that?
Off and on, I know, for maybe about 2 months. And then they finally got it down. Now it's still kind of high, but for that 200 over 100 to 100, sometime 130 to 80, and then now sometime from 142 to 80.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's much better. Mm-hmm. You know, if your blood pressure, if that top number is in the 200s, and your bottom number, which, you know, is normally 80, if that is above 115, 120, for any significant period of time, you can have a stroke. You can have a heart attack. You can have all kinds of damage all over your body. Serious consequences. And if it's up for a significant time like that, usually that's a reason for admission to the hospital to get IV medications to lower your blood pressure till they can get figured out what's causing it.
Yes.
So I think for all of our listeners out there today, you know, a good just overall thing, doesn't matter whether you see the eye doctor or any other kind of doctor, if you've got a significant problem and it's not getting better, and there could be significant consequences to that continuing, you know, make sure that you get a specialist or someone else to look at that, because you might have a problem from it. Now, a bleeding in the retina, some doctors, depending on where it's at, they may use a fine little needle to evacuate that blood from under the retina to try to get it out. Some doctors will just let it be. But typically, you know, blood is life-giving in our blood vessels. It provides oxygen to the tissues, and it takes carbon monoxide away from our tissues and gives it nutrition and supports it. But blood has iron in it. You know, that's why you can have iron deficiency anemia, common problem that people take iron pills for. And once that blood is outside the blood vessels and in our tissues, that iron becomes toxic, and it can actually kill the tissue, damage the cells there. So in the retina, if you've got bleeding in the tissues for a significant amount of time, you may get some damage and some permanent vision loss from that.
Should she get a second opinion, or should she wait? What should she do now?
You know, I think if you continue to have any kind of problem, whether it's with your eyes or anything else, you should ask your doctor if, you know, if it would be a good idea for maybe me to see a specialist or someone else to get another opinion to see if
I'm
not doing
everything.
But
this is a specialist that I'm going to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you think your vision's getting better or no?
It's about the same. Because, well, at first when it happened, the color left. I didn't have any color.
Uh-huh.
But now I have the color back. And I can see things, but if I try to pinpoint...
Yeah.
To make it clear, it won't be clear in that middle.
Yeah.
But around it, it's kind of, you know, I can see pretty good.
Are you on any aspirin or ibuprofen or any blood thinners?
I was taking 81 milligram of aspirin.
Yeah, so that's another good thing to stop unless there's a significant reason to keep it going, because it just slows down the healing and that blood can hang around longer. But certainly lowering the blood pressure, getting treated for that right away. At this time where it's been several months, there's not a lot that can be done because probably the damage that will be done has been done.
Okay.
Good luck to you on that.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Frank calling.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
No, I'm quite well, thank you. And I got a little story to tell, and I hope this will be some inspiration to some others. My mother lives with us, and she's 92. She'll be 93 on the 5th of August. And back in 1992, she had some cataract surgery. And back in 2000, she came down with macular degeneration. And... essentially, she's been, blind since then. In other words, she had just shadow vision where she could maybe navigate up and down a hall and get to the bathroom or get to the bedroom. But we had to put her food on a white plate so she could distinguish the dark from the light, and she had no color vision. Well, in about... 8 or 9 years ago, my mother suggested that I better get to the eye doctor and get my eyes checked early. And I went to the eye doctor, and fortunately, my eyes have been okay, and I get them checked, well, at least every other year. And probably now that I'm approaching 70, I'll get them checked every year. But I had an appointment in December, and I told Mom, I said, well, you're the reason I'm going to the eye doctor, and I think that... you need to go with me because we don't know the health of your eyes. We know that you're not able to see, but I fear that there might be some other problem that might arise, like an infection or whatever. So I took her to Dr. McCabe's office in Murfreesboro, and he said to me, well, looks like there might be something we can do. And supposedly she had a detached retina in the right eye and macular degeneration in both eyes. So on the suggestion of Dr. McCabe, she was sent to Vanderbilt University to have them check her retinas with, I believe it was a sonogram. And they suggested that on her left eye that there was a very dense cataract, that if that was removed, we could at least get some more light in there. And then we would address the right eye, which apparently did not have detached retina after all. So February 2nd, she had surgery on her left eye, had the cataract removed, had a lens implant, and it brings me to tears, because when I walked into the post-op room, she said, "Son, I can see your red hat, and I can see your blue shirt, and that's what you can do if you just take the time and pay attention, and it doesn't matter how old you are, or what you think, or what you might have heard, or what you might have been told by others. Get to your eye doctor and get your eyes checked." So last Monday, we addressed the right eye, and we found out, and I'd never heard of this before, apparently she had posterior cataracts, which are cataracts behind the lens, and we had some YEP, I think they call it a YEP laser, done on her eye. And when we left the eye doctor's office, she got in the car and she says, "You know, son, I can see that mirror." And she never saw that mirror before. So that just tells you how the Lord is working. And he's certainly working through Dr. McCabe. So that's my story. And I feel we've just been blessed. And let everyone that's a caretaker and taken care of, especially the elderly, and think that there's no hope, there is hope. You just need to get attention taken to it, and things will come for the better. And I thank you very much for giving me this time.
Wow, Frank, that was just a wonderful story. And tell us about your mom. You had been taking care of her for how long?
Just the last 2 years. She had been living with her sister, who's also came down with macular degeneration about 2 years ago. So she couldn't take care of Mom anymore, and we didn't want Mom in a home. So I said, "Well, sure, I'll take her. Just call me. I'll come down to Florida and pick her up." So she's been with us for 2 years. And like I said, they're just... we did everything we could for her, and she managed to navigate a little bit, but enough is never enough, in my estimation. If there's anything possible, I'm gonna pursue it, and we're just so glad that we did.
Yeah, you know, Frank, let me pay a compliment to you. You are obviously a wonderful person, and the kind of kid that I guess all parents, you know, wish that they would have taken care of them as they get older. And so here you took your mom, who had been told really that there was no hope for her vision, and that, you know, when she came into the office, she couldn't see really a hand waving in front of her face. You know, it was kind of that bad. And so then, you know, I told you that, you know, I think that there's a hope that we can give her some better vision and improve the quality of her life. And you were, I guess, brave enough to, willing to commit to several things to get it done. One of the things is that with her history of a retinal detachment, and I told you that I didn't see any, that I wanted you to get another opinion. So here I wanted you to go get a second opinion from a retina doctor just to make sure everything was okay before I did any surgery. And then with the surgery, she's a happy camper now, isn't she?
She sure is. it not only makes her more mobile, she can get around. There's a deep fear when you can't see about tripping over something or falling, and the consequences could be broken hips and broken legs or whatever. And it removes a lot of that fear and that apprehension, and it just literally changes your whole life. And probably if Mom could tell a story, because only she knows the difference, inside. But I'll tell you, we can see the difference outside, and she's just a whole new person. It's just like, if you can just imagine somebody taking 20, 30 years off, and add it onto their life, and it's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Well, that's great, and we are so happy for her, and we're so happy for you. And you know, it's an interesting commentary here, just socially, is that we see patients of all ages, and we see families of all different support strengths. Sometimes we have people in their 80s and 90s that come in, and they have no one to help them, and they live alone. Sometimes they have grown-up kids that live in Nashville, but they say that their children are too busy to help them.
Boy, he cares. And that's a wonderful story. Frank, thank you again. You've given everybody courage. Thank you for calling.
Okay, and thank you for listening. And have a nice day.
Thank you, Frank. And, let's use Frank's story to think about anyone that we know that could be helped as well. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's someone at church. Maybe it's someone in your own family. Maybe it's yourself. But if you cannot see well enough to enjoy life or do things that you need to do, and maybe you've been told that there's no hope, or maybe you just haven't seen an eye doctor in the longest time, make the time to help that person. I think that you may find it might be one of the most rewarding things you ever do.
Very definitely. We'll be right back.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home, in charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We have showers in the forecast and a few rumbles of thunder. Our highs will be in the lower 70s with a south wind between 10 and 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 63.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen. Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me.
just blows me away.
Well, I tell you, that last phone call, that blew me away, I tell you. That, what a wonderful story. Not being able to see it all and being diagnosed as there's nothing to do. And now she can see. What a wonderful son. What a wonderful gift, the gift of eyesight. So you should never give up. And if there was ever a reason for a second opinion, boy, that is the reason.
It's wonderful, Bart, to see someone who was actually, depressed and saddened, and to go to being happy and enjoying life more. And that's a wonderful thing. You know, never take your eyes for granted, and always appreciate that wonderful ability that you have to see, because you use it for every single thing that you do. Take great care of your eyes. If you haven't had an eye exam, come in and get one. If you're having a problem with your eyes, get it treated as soon as you can. Chances are you'll do better if you get it treated sooner rather than later. And if you know someone that would benefit from getting their eyes checked, have them get their eyes checked. Take some time out of your day. Drive them to it. Make it easy for them. Give them no choice. And I think you'll find it a truly rewarding experience when you can help someone like that.
Where is McCabe Vision Center located, for people who don't know?
You know, we're right there off the corner of Heritage Park Drive and Memorial. One light past Northfield and Memorial there. And, go to our website, McCabeVisionCenter.com. You know, we're on Twitter and Facebook and all those. There's lots of resources there on the website. If we can help you in any way, I guarantee you that we will give you the best vision care that you can receive today.
Dr. Craig McCabe, our guest this morning from McCabe Vision Center, thank you for all that you do in the community, Dr. McCabe.
Thanks, and thanks to the wonderful people that listen and call into your show.
Y'all have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on WGNS. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, with us today.
It's too late to make it right.